Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I am John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z show, interview show. And today I have with me Michael Nelson from Blog Your... Print My Blog plugin. And he's going to be talking to us about this and the coming digital dark age. What's going to happen to your blog in 100 years? Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm always thrilled. So I actually had never heard of this little plugin that you've got here. Tell us a little bit about what is Print My Blog. And you have a society or something attached to it, a nonprofit attached to it. So tell us a little bit about this.
So it's kind of disappointingly self-descriptive. It's a plugin that helps you to print your entire WordPress blog or website. So it means convert it all to a paper format or a PDF format. And it's meant to do that quite easily, one or two clicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the what you're describing of the society associated with it, it's what they call an open collective. Basically, it's kind of like Patreon. It's just for receiving funds and sort of supporting it, for people to be able to make donations and support it. That's about it.
Okay, and so tell me a bit about why did you start this, and what are the advantages of converting your website into a PDF document that you can then store or print?
Yeah, I guess what got me going with it was a while ago I had heard talk about this thing called the digital dark age. You can look it up on Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
but basically it's that in 100 years from now, people will have actually very little information on they'll have very little historical data on what's going on now, because all of our digital data, while it's all very easily shared nowadays, it also takes a lot of work to maintain, and it's easily corrupted, and file formats are always changing, so that people in 100 years, they might have more information about a generation before us than what they'll have about us today.
Right.
Books and physical copies, those deteriorate a little bit. Certainly over time they start to deteriorate, but a book that's printed 100 years ago might be more available than somebody's blog is today in 100 years.
Oh.
So that's kind of a problem that I'm a blogger on the side as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of wondering, how is anyone going to be able to read any of these stories and my opinions and such in a while? I have three little girls, ages 6, 3, and 0.
Right.
And so that's something that I've thought about. And I'm also a little bit into family history. So I've been on sort of the opposite end of it, trying to look for information about my grandparents from 100 years ago. And there's not very much available. And so I wanted to make it easier for people to preserve their stories for the future generations. That's mm-hmm. kind of my motivation.
Okay. Well, that's excellent motivation. But yeah, it's something that I myself never gave much thought to as far as what happens, although I deal with it all the time. Like I've been doing, for example, my podcast, I've been doing it for 8 years, and currently there are MP3 files I can read, but I went to school for media, got my my diploma in applied communications, and I've discovered tapes and stuff of shows and things I'd done back then, but I no longer have mm-hmm. ability to get to that data that's on there. I don't have devices to read it.
So
I can sort of understand that, especially with the way the web changes now. So exactly, tell us a little bit about what does the plugin do? How do people use it when they plug it in?
Yeah, so the experience using the plugin is it's pretty simple. You install it, and it actually redirects you to the plugin settings page. And there's some settings, but they're all initially hidden. You have to click to reveal them. So initially, all you see is mostly just a button that says Prepare Print Page. So you click on that, and it takes you to a special page where it loads all the posts from your blog sort of in the background, and it loads them just one at a time, so that even if you have thousands of posts, it can actually handle all that. Because that's one thing it's difficult to if you're in shared hosting.
Right.
PHP timeouts that when you try and stuff too much information on the page, it can have an error. So it does it all sort of piecemeal. So it can take a few minutes, but it puts them all in the background of your page, and then when it's all done, it sort of places them all, and it optimizes for print, meaning it takes away the header and the sidebar and the footer and just everything, all the sort of the content that you want to print is all that leaves.
Right.
And then when it's all done, it just gives you a button to say print, and you print, and you can, if you're in Google Chrome, you can print to a printer or to a PDF. I think other browsers have similar options. Firefox, you need an add-on. But yeah, so it's, and once you get sort of that physical copy, a paper copy, the idea is you would store it somewhere safely, or you can share it with people if you want. If you're in a different situation than myself and you just want to have a physical copy to read and review.
Right.
And you know, one person reached out to me and said they just had a very, very large website, and they were sort of wanting to get a handle of what was all the different stuff that they had on it, and they wanted to sort of be able to filter or sort of work through it page by page. So they printed it all out so they could annotate it and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what you can do with a paper copy. A PDF, you can, of course, then upload it to Google Drive. Or there's other organizations out there that are good, that have the purpose of preserving data for the long term. The two that come to mind are Family Search and Forever.com.
Right.
Yeah, and Family Search is actually owned, it's a historical organization, but they have a few more rules, and it's totally free. Whereas Forever.com is a paid service, there's a free option. But you can, there's fewer restrictions, and you can upload a much, much more data. And they actually guarantee your information will be available for 100 years. So that's kind of works nicely with what I'm doing.
No, that's kind of an interesting guarantee for them to make, considering nobody knows what's going to happen in 100 years to internet and digital material.
Well, that's a good point. But I think how they do it, it's interesting. They have, basically, they take all their money and they put it in some sort of fund. And they operate the company out of just the interest from that fund. And it's sort of like a school bursary or fund. Yeah. What are they? I don't remember what they're called.
That's a good way to stay funded. Now, my thought there was more of how the internet's changed. Even I've got hard drives. I've been involved with computers now for going on 30 years. I've got hard drives dating back 20 years that I can't access anymore.
That's true.
And there's data on them, I'm sure, that I wanted to bring forward, but I have no way to get to that data now. So that's the reason that thought occurred to me. So I do have one quick question here, coming back to when it's creating out the pages of your site. Is, you mentioned real briefly there being on a shared hosting environment, or on, for instance, people that might be on cheap shared hosting where they have a serious limitation on resources. How does it impact resource usage on a website once you hit that create the page? You know, you briefly touched on that. So a little bit more on that one would be kind of great, I think.
That's a good point. That's something that if there's going to be a weak point, that might be it. But it sends off quite a few requests. It'll probably send about, while it's initially loading the pages, it'll send maybe one request every few seconds.
Yeah.
So that it's not overwhelmingly. What will eat up the most resources is when it finally starts getting all the images and all the JavaScript and all those other things from all your posts and fetching those and stuffing them on the page. That can be quite a few requests all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a few servers where they'll sort of rate limit how many requests you can make at a time.
Right.
And so it'll start refusing to load some of the posts. It'll load the posts. It'll start refusing to load some of the images.
Right.
And for that, I added a setting to just sort of purposefully slow it down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, it'll load images.
That's excellent.
One second instead of... you know, 10 or 20 a second.
Yeah, and you did also mention there briefly that it only grabs the content. So we're talking about here, it's only grabbing the actual post content. If you have sidebar data that's semi-related, it doesn't grab that content.
That's right. It would exclude the sidebar and widgets and all those things.
So it's only the stuff that's actually... Now, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Like it's given me an idea. Like I have a particular client that does a website that she's been putting out a letters that her father wrote from World War II 75 years ago. And all these letters have been coming out 75 years to the day. And she puts almost all the content in the post, but it looks like a sidebar. So does it always handle the content? I'm going to actually have to try it on her site because hers is a site worth preserving simply because now we've got 3 years worth of letters because she started it 3 years ago. And it's really quite an interesting thing looking at the insights of World War II.
Yeah.
But these are the sorts of things that I can see this plugin being massively useful for someone who puts out a piece of content that is a heritage like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of the first sort of users of the software that I communicated with was doing something very, very similar to that. It was his uncle who went off and actually died in the war. Right. And yeah, he had lots and lots of memoirs. And so, yeah, I'd have to see because it can be tricky. So long as the content is in the post body, it should appear.
I will give it a shot. I manage the site, so I'll give it a shot to see what it is. And for those of you that don't know, just go to dearfolksies.com. There's my plug for the day.
Okay.
I usually don't mention, but this site needs a little bit more promotion. It's really great content. All right. Well, this is a point here where you get to tell everyone where they can contact you or how they can help support this this venture you're on.
Great. I think the number one thing is give it a try. It's just search for Print My Blog WordPress. And download it from the WordPress plugin repository on WordPress.org. And I love user feedback. I sort of thrive on user feedback. That's sort of one of my policies in order to avoid wasting time on things that I think are important, but others might not. I sort of only try and work on things after I've had user feedback on them.
Right. Well, it saves time.
Yeah, totally. And and maybe tell people, and but most importantly, give it a try and preserve, you know, if you have content that is, you think will be of value to people in 50 or 100 years, try and preserve it and use this as a tool to help preserve it. And if it doesn't quite meet your needs, let me know how it doesn't meet those needs, and we can help make it better from there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Michael. I greatly appreciate you taking the time out to come on the show here.
Thanks so much for having me on, John.
Don't run off on me just yet. And that's all we got now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate. And set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.